He was nominated in April, and he was doing the rounds with members of the Senate to discuss his nomination. And what was coming out was that this was a CIA and FBI veteran, a veteran of counterterrorism efforts, who had known about harsh interrogation techniques. And it was rapidly emerging that this was going to become a big and very distracting issue when his nomination came up. And so he decided to withdraw it rather than face that kind of wrath and those kinds of questions.
Because he didn't want to be a distraction?
Well, you know what would have happened is it was starting to become a proxy battle over the degree to which we are going to punish, or degree to which the people who had conducted and approved these interrogations were going to be punished. You know, President Obama has said there will be no legal efforts against these people. They were thought that what they were doing was legal. They had legal opinions. He wants to move beyond it. But there are a lot of people who think that people committed crimes by conducting these interrogations and they're getting off scot-free. So the form of punishment that will take its place, rather than a legal proceeding, is when their nominations come up, everything is going to be probed, and they're going to face a lot of withering questions, and a lot of questions that can be about the kind of intelligence that was gained. So it looked like it was going to be a very, very messy proceeding for all concerned. Now, by the same token, it means that a lot of very experienced counterterrorism analysts and experts may be disqualified for future positions in the intelligence and counterterrorism establishment. And that's a serious question.
Now, is this a political thing or is this more of an ethical thing? Do you find both sides of the aisle are sort of chomping at the bit to get at these sorts of questions?
Yes, both political, it's ethical, it's moral, it's practical, and it's a way for people to express themselves and to do it by looking at the qualifications and the experiences of a single individual. Republicans can embarrass Democrats. Democrats can attack the previous administration. You know, if I can editorialize a bit, when you start to touch torture, you raise all kinds of questions that come back to haunt you, taint you, and stain, you know, not only the reputation of the United States in general, but the individuals who are involved in it. So it's a very, very complex, messy, and unpleasant proceeding for all concerned.
So who would then take his place if people who maybe have that sort of background are going to automatically be disqualified by proxy? Who would step up?
Well, I've been trying to track that down, and I haven't succeeded to date, I have to tell you. The nomination comes out of the White House. I haven't gotten any kind of response from them. The Department of Homeland Security bounces any queries over to them. We'll just have to wait and see, but anybody will have to be very, very carefully vetted, and we'll either have an acting Undersecretary of Intelligence, or maybe they'll pick somebody from entirely outside the former counterterrorism establishment, you know, potentially a congressional aide or something like that.
Would you have a short list, or is it just too hard to tell at this point?
Too hard for me to tell. There's a lot of people in a very murky world who may come forward, you know, people who have been involved in counterterrorism before, whose names nobody has heard of before. But it's going to need to be somebody who is qualified, somebody who has access to the secrets, but at the same time, potentially somebody who isn't tainted by the former harsh interrogations.